are Daf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara had brought Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva by Tashlumei Meita. Rabbi Shmuel had said, Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Karma, Yishalim, Meitav Sadeh, Shal Nizik, or Meitav Karma, Shal Nizik. And Rabbi Kiva said, Leiboa Kosova, Lelikbois, Lenizikin, Min Haidiyas. The Gemara had wanted to say that according to Rabbi Shmuel, one pays a shmeina, has to pay for a shmeina dike aruge. First, the Gemara wanted to say that even if he ate a kusha, he has to pay a shmeina. Then the Gemara said, and the Gemara wanted to say, Rabbi de Barovin wanted to say that it means that he's mesupik if he ate a shmeina. He has to pay a shmeina. And then the Gemara falls off on that. We just said, let's see Taisvis, Rabbi Yishmael, Ochal Shmeina. Moses, Ochal Shmeina, Mishalem Shmeina, Ochal Kusha, Mishalem Shmeina. So Taisvis says, Rabbi Yishmael, Ochal Shmeina, Perish. Bishloime, Ochal Shmeina, and this is what Rashi also said. This I can understand. Bishloime, Ochal Shmeina, Mishalem Shmeina. What reason is there that he should pay more? And he was mazik. Inami ochi perushe. Pshat in this hagdom is as follows. Given the bishmeino, ein mishalem el shmeino kamoi shehizik. Uloi kantzin alei lishalem yoysam ima shehizik. He only pays how much he was mazik and not more. So if that is the case by Shmeinim, Geng Shochel Krusha, Nami Leliknesei, L'Shalem Yoysa, Imashe Hizik, L'Shalem Shmeinim. So if a Shmeinim pays a Shmeinim, so why should a Krusha pay more? Ve'im Toima, Rektoisvis, Amai Toi Tvei, B'Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Why did the Gemara have a misunderstanding with Divrei Rabbi Shmuel more than in Divrei Rabbi Kiva? Loima, Shim Ochal Krusha Mishalem Shmeine, Yais me Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Dilma Rabbi Kiva, Komaname, Shim Ochal Aruge Krusha Mishalem Aruge Shmeine, Shebes Sodoisov. You have to pay a Shmeine of the Sodis of the Mazik. Why did the Gemara only see this in Rabbi Yishmael and not in Rabbi Kiva? V'yeshloima lefikach toh v'divrei Rabbi Yishmael tvei. Mishum dekoma Rabbi Kiva loibo hakosuv elo likbois l'nezoki min eidies. Rabbi Kiva said the posuk is only coming to tell us that you're going to nezoki min eidies. Mashme sheshama Rabbi Yishmael shabo kosov l'chayiv yoysam ima shehizik. So from the lashon of Rabbi Kiva would seem that in that he is disagreeing with Rabbi Yishmael. Leibo kosov elo l'gris nizik medis, and not the way you said. You said that one has to pay more than the hezek was. That's why the Gemara came to the conclusion that Rabbi Yishmael holds Ochal Krusha Mishalem Shmeine, or if he's Mesupik. But the Gemara said that can't be pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. So now, let us continue in the sugya. Elo Omar Rav Acha Bayakev. Rav Acha Bayakev says a new pshat in the machloikes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Hoche b'mayaskinon, we are speaking about, kigoyin shahoyso idiyis denizik, kiziburis demazik. That means the best karkois quality that the nizik possesses is equivalent to the worst kakois in quality that the mazik possesses. Ubaha pligi, and this is the machloikis Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel sovar b'denizik shaymino. It says meitav sodeyu. Now the word meitav is very relative. You pay from the best sode, the quality kakois are paid that are equivalent to the meitav sode, to the best sode. Now whose sode are we speaking about? Meitav sodeyu is a very general terminology. So what is pshat in the pasuk? Rabbi Shmuel sova b'denizik shaymino. Meitav sodeyu means that if it is paid with karke, it is paid according to the meitav of the nizik. The Rabbi Kiva sova b'demazik shaymino. Rabbi Kiva says no. Meitav sodeyu means this paid with the best quality karke that the mazik possesses. Now the Gemara wants to explain what are the reasons of each man the yom. My time with Rabbi Shmuel. Nemar sode lemato. It says, Meitav sodeyu yishalim. V'nemar sode lemailo. And it says, Ubiyo bisnei achem. So we make a gzeire shove. Ma sode ho'omo lemailo dinizik. Just like the soda that's omo lamaila means the soda of the nizik, av soda ha omo lamato the nizik. The soda that says meitav sodei yishalom is also the soda of the nizik. So the tashlumim, if it is done with karke, has to be done with a karke that is equivalent to the meitav soda the nizik. So if the ziburis of the mazik is equivalent to the idias of the nizik, he just pays the ziburis, and that is considered tashlumei meita. The Rabbi Kiva holds meitav sodeyu u meitav karmoi yishalem. The heich dekom mishalem. It seems we're speaking to the one who's paying. It has to be meitav by the mishalem. If he's giving his ziburis, that's not a meitav by the mishalem. He's giving his worst kakoi, the Rabbi Yishmael. So now the Gemara is according to Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva is right. I mean, we have to learn a mikra yaitim yidei pshute, pashte dekro means it has to be a meitav by the mishalem. So l'chayre need meitav the mazik. Rabbi Shmuel, ahanik zeire shove, bahanikro. I have a zeire shove, bahanikro, and I have the zeire shove is telling me one aloha, and the pashti dekro is telling me another aloha. Ahanik zeire shove, ki deko amino. The zeire shove helps. I told you, if the idiot, the nizik, is worth like the ziburis, the mazik, so the mazik will pay his, with his ziburis. Ahanikro, going to islay, the mazik, idiot, the ziburis. The mazik has idiot, the ziburis. The idiot, the nizik. And the nizik has idiot. The ziburis, the mazik, so we have here three categories of kakois. That means the mazik has ziburis, which is, let us say, grade C. He has idias, which is grade A. And the idias of the nizik is grade B. The idias of the nizik is grade B. For the mazik to give his ziburis, he can't give his ziburis. He's not giving idias to nizik, he's giving grade C. So that is, so the pasuk is coming to tell us, pasuk is coming to tell us that in such a case, the mazik will pay with his inyus. Hanikra ki going to islay le mazik idius viziburit. The idius le nizik, and the nizik has idius. Viziburit the mazik loishove ki idius the nizik. So by giving zibur, he's not paying idius to nizik. Mishalem lay mimeta viday. Then he has to give his idiot. Leimotse omale to at govi miziburis. He can't tell him mon from my ziburis. Because the ziburis of the mazik is worth less than the metav of the nizik. Le govi mi metav. Then you mon from the metav of the mazik. Let us see Rashi. Elo hochi garzinon. Ella Omar Rab Acha Bayake, Maida Rab Yishmoel, the Loy Mishalem, Ella the May Aruge Lefimashi. Now Rab Acha Bayake, we have Charota from the previous Pshat, and Yishmoel holds he only pays the value of the Ruge that was Genizik, Lefimashi, who Baha Pligi. The machlekes is kegoin shahoisa idius the nizik, keziburis the mazik, abishmoil sova, but the nizik shamina. The hodach si bekrosi shalim loy, bidmei niska, you pay the amount of the hezik, mikarka meta, but it should be the quality of the tashlumim should be from a mate of the kekake, asode is the nizikoi. This is going on the mate of the nizik. Umishalem le mazik the main nizikoi. The mazik will pay the main nizikoi. Karke miziburis shaloi. From his ziburis, bishove nizikoi. Why? Shereihu ke mate of sodeyu shal nizik. The ziburis of the mazik is equivalent in quality to the idiot of the nizik. Rabbi Kiva sova, but the mazik shaymina, lemeitev dekra, we shut up with the according to the meitav of the mazik. The yoyvle me idiot today, he gives him his idiot. Now the Gemara explains the reasons for each man the yoma. Rabbi Shmuel has a gzeira shove. Nemro soda lamato, meitav sadeu yishalim. The nemro soda lamalo, ubir bisdeyache, which is Zicha speaking about the soda of the nizik. Av soda oma lamato shal nizik. Bohochi kamakro. Shim yesh lemazik kalke. Hadoyme leidius the nizik, yishalom loy heimenu shir the mei nizkai. So he'll pay him the mei nizkai of the, with his ziburis, which is equivalent to the meitav of the nizik. And Rabbi Kiva says, meitav sodeu shall hayich the kom mishalom. There has to be a meitav of the mishalom. Einu sodu shal mazik, loy osi gzeire shove v'okalei lekro. That means, emikro yoit midei pshut, he have a gzeire shove. But pashti the kro seems to be saying that we pay meitav the mazik, the meitav of the mishalem. So the Gemara says, so the Rabbi Shmuel answered, no. Ahani gzeire shove, ahani kro. The mashme meitav the hayech the kol mishalom. Both are true. Sometimes you pay the meitav of the nizik and you can get away with the ziburis. And sometimes you pay with the meitav of the mazik. If the ziburis of the mazik is worth less than the meitav of the nizik, shalom lei mi meitav tidei. Hoyl b'ziburi shaloi lehavi ki idiyas b'nizik. Now, before we go further, I'd like to learn the Rosh, a few lines in the Rosh, and we have a very interesting machloikis that the Rosh brings down, and I'd like to try a little to elaborate Pshat the Machlokes. The Rosh is, and Simon Bey's in the Rosh. My Gemara Tavkuf Chafalaf, I don't know if it's, Olam is the same Bafin, but the first Omid of the Rosh, Simon Bey's, and it is five lines from the bottom. And we have a good simen, there is there a gimel of the Vopal Acharifte and the base of the Teferet Shmuel, Ahanikra. Ahanikra, this is Rabbi Shmuel's memory, Ahanik Zayrishov, Ahanikra. The Islay Lemazik Idis Viziburit. Viziburit the day the Ziburis is not worth, is not, it does not have the same quality like the Idius of the Nizik. Mishalem lei mi meita. Fine. That's the Gemara. Now, the Rosh starts speaking about a very interesting Shaila. The Iis lei lemazik Idius ubeinenis. Now he starts clearing a shayla. The mazik is idius ubeinenis vizibut. Now, v'loishavi ziburis de mazik ki idius de nizik. That means that, let us say, the ziburis of the mazik is grade B. That's ziburis de mazik, grade B. The idius of the nizik is grade C. The beininess of the mazik is grade B. And the idius of the mazik is grade A. That is the case. So we have over here, it means our Gemara was speaking about, that the mazik only had, let's say, grade D, and he has grade C. It's grade D and grade A. The Gemara said, you can't pay, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can't pay grade D because that's not idius the nizik. So you pay idius the mazik, which is grade A. But now we have a new case over here. We have a case, is the mazik has grade D, grade B, and grade A. And the nizik has grade C. So what happens now? That is the shaila of the Rosh. Vi islay lamazik idiyas ubeinenis viziburit. Vloi shavye ziburis de mazik idiyas de nizik. That means the ziburis of the mazik is grade D. The idiyas of the nizik is grade C. Ubeinenis shavye tveim idiyas de nizik. And the beinenis is grade B. Then he is grade A. What happens now? What does the mazik have to pay? Is the amri? So he brings down the shita, and this is God the Ritva in Gittin. The yoiv lay beininess. I'll give him beininess. That means I'm giving you grade B. I owe you grade C. I don't have grade C. I understand grade D. I can't give you because that's what it is. I'm giving you grade B. It's better than yours. No. I'll thank you for thank you God. I gave you grade B and should be indebted to me loyal avod. I gave you grade B, Kalke, but not grade A. Why do you get grade A? The din is idius and isik. Umetagdek, and they bring out a raya from the Gemara. Midishavik Gemara Beinanis. Our Gemara, when our Gemara said, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you pay grade A, because look at the scenario of our Gemara. He had grade D and grade A. So he can't pay grade D. He pays grade A. So why didn't the Gemara speak about such a case? A big Yechidish. He has grade B and grade A and grade D. You pay grade B. Why didn't the Gemara, you pay grade A? Why didn't the Gemara say there you pay grade A? He said, right, then you won't pay grade A. I'm giving you grade B. What do you want? So, mit der Schavi gemorre beinen ist, alme, i have a lay beinen ist, der Schavi a zwei me idiot in isig. Ja, i will lay beinen ist. That's the first day, and this is the sheet of the Ritzel. Wer ist da amri, other say, af, apilu hochi, Yoiv lay idiot. No, no, no. He gives them grade A. Not grade B. He gives them grade A. Videvrayim nirali. And the Rosh says, I hold with the second sheet. He gives them grade E. Grade A. Da hani gzere shove va hani krot avayu l'shalami meita. You have a gzere shove that tells us it's a din meita of din isik. There's a passionate decree that says you pay meita of the mazik. That's it. It's either mate of the nizik or mate of the mazik. Ahani gizei reshova l'shalom loy miziburis the mazik kshehi idiyas the nizik. That's the gizei reshova. If you have grade C, and that is the idiyas of the nizik, you give him grade C. Ahani kro ksheino kemate of the nizik. If you don't have grade C, you only have A, B, and D, the shalim he made of the mazik. The loyalam bin and made of, oi the mazik, oi the nizik. Ahai the noket idis vizibus vizavak beinenis, vishum delay hiskel hanach the mishtalme mehem meikore, vizibus the mazik vashlem idis, loyalam apelis agam beinenis, shishalim he made of shalom. So the Rosh holds that he pays, it's either mate of the Nizik or mate of the Mazik. So Memele, if I'll give him grade B, it's not mate of the Nizik, this is not mate of the Nizik. So, it's better than mate of the Nizik, but this is not mate of the Nizik. So then you go and give grade A. The first Shita holds, but this is also made of the Nizik. It's also made of the Nizik. If it's a grade B, yes, b'chlal masayim money, even though one could, you were talking about quality, not quantity. But I'll call upon him, the first sheet held, that if you give him grade B, that's made of the Nizik. What's wrong with that? It's better than so. But I'll call upon him, this falls into the category of made of the Nizik. So Mamela, you give him grade B. It's Kant Shayla Ben. According to the first daya, that grade B is equivalent to mate of the Nizik, so why do you need a Hanik Zeh Shava Bahanik Ho? What the Gemara says, we're speaking about that he had A and D. That's what the Gemara says. He had A and D. So the pasuk comes to tell me, hanikra, that you give A. So l'chayre, according to the first day, you're telling me that B is called mate of the nizik. That's what you're telling me. So A is also called mate of the nizik. So I need a pasuk. If you have A and D, you have A and D, so why do you need a special pasuk to tell me yes to give A? With L'chayr was alum, this mate of the mazik. You give it, I don't need a pasuk, you have to give mate of the nizik. Vashtayt says D you can't give, because D is not mate of the nizik. So you have A and D, you give A. Why do you need a pasuk? According to the Rosh, it's very good. According to the Rosh, A is not mate of the nizik, I'm sorry. C is mate of the nizik. So, if you have A and D, so you're not giving mate of the nizik. So, now I have a new posik. This isn't a mate of the mazik. But according to the first day, l'chayre shver. So, l'chayre, there are two ways to understand the first day. More than two ways, but we'll mention two ways. One way we can learn as follows, and it seems from Rashi, in Gittin Rashi learns like this. That means like this. Without a posik, we have A and D. So now, without a posik, so we'll say like this. D, you're right. I'm not mekayim mitzvahs meitah. I should give you A? You don't deserve A. You only have a right to mate of the nizik. A is much better than mate of the nizik. A, I'm not mechuyev to give you. So Mamela, we're going to have in Toisvis. So I don't have mate of the nizik. I'm sorry. A, succumb to mechvalnish. I don't owe you A. That's more than you deserve. I'm not mechuyev to give you more than you deserve. So that's out of the picture. So all I have is D. So take D. That's what I would say without a posik. I would say without a posik, you only get D. Because I don't have made from the nizik. And to give you more than you deserve, I see not mechuyev to give you. So I'll give you D. Finish. That's all what I have. The posik came and said, you're right. There's a dinner mate of the masik. You're right. You don't have to give him more. You're 100% right. But as there's another, there's a dinner mate of the masik. You have to pay mate of either the nizik or the masik. Fine. So now, in the case where he has A, B, and D. So we'll tell him like this. The first day of holds, it could be an option, because I don't want to give you more than your din. As mate of the nizik, you deserve C. I don't have C. B, I don't want to give you. Fine. You don't want to give mate of the nizik? Give mate of the mazik. Then he says, I'll reconsider what I said. Okay, I'll give you B. Let that be mate of the nizik. Fine. If you want to give B, you yate the mate of the nizik. That means without a posik at all, so the mazik had the upper hand. I have to give you a mate of the nizik. I don't have it. I don't possess thee. So I'm potter. Take thee. To give you better than you deserve, I don't have to give you better. So the posik said, no, you have to go and give A and D. So that's what the posik said. But after this posik, now, it's worthwhile for the mazik to give B and to be yaitzeh, mate of the nizik. So, and he is yaitzeh. The Rosh Hashanah is not yaitzeh with B. That's not mate of the nizik. Mate of the nizik is he. That's one way you could learn pshat. And another way we could learn pshat, a little different. That it could be that the posik mate of the nizik is coming to tell us, I have a gzeirish of mate of the nizik. So it could be the gzeirish of is coming to tell us not mate of the mazik. Mate of the nizik is coming to tell us not mate of the mazik. So therefore, without the posik, if I would have A, B, and D, be mechuyev to give B. Ultimate of the nizik. You be mechuyev to give B ultimate of the nizik. A is not mechuyev to give because that's mate of the mazik. That means there'd be a svara to say, mate of the nizik is coming to tell you, that's what you have to give, not mate of the mazik should give his best ultimate. You have to give mate of the nizik. You have B, so give B ultimate of the nizik. But A, I would think you're not mechuyev to give. But B, you are mechuyev to give, without the posik. B, you're mechuyev to give. But A, you're not mechuyev to give without a posik. So if you have A and D, so you're telling me, give A out mate of the nizik. No, I have a meat, but I'm not mechuyev to give mate of the mazik. I'm not mechuyev to give mate of the mazik. So the posik says, no. Oh, I said he can give mechuyev to give mate of the nizik, if he had mate of the nizik. If you don't have mate of the nizik, you give mate of the mazik. So that means, but now, if I have A, B, and D, ultimatum to this, that means I'm a chuyiv to give, that's not called yes or me dinoi. I'm a chuyiv to give mate of the mazik, the domain is the mazik, B, ultimatum to the nizik, or else I'll give mate of the mazik. That's one inyan that we have here, a very interesting machloik. There's a kasha that Rabbi Kivega asks on this Gemara. Rabbi Kivega asks a kasha as follows. The Gemara said, the case of the machlokes. The Okay, so Zuma makes the whole scenario that there's idius, the the Gemara says by Hanik Zeir Shava Vahanikra, we have that the Masik has D and A. Masik has D and A. So the Pasik is coming to tell us that he should give A. That's what the Pasik is coming to tell us. Kevega asks, why didn't the Gemara say a Pasha Tetzia? That the Nizik doesn't have any metav whatsoever, and he doesn't have any metav. So can't say, but what do you mean he doesn't have any metav? He had a karka be a bisteyacha. I mean, how, what do you mean he doesn't have any metav? He just ate up the fruit of the karka, the vegetables of the karka, but he has a karka. So it could be that Rabbi Kevega means to ask, let's say, the Nizik had a dekel of peiris. I mean, he never possessed a karka. He had a dekel of peiris. He was mazik, but he doesn't have any karka. And so why do you need the posik? You need the posik. If there's no mate of the nizik, what happens now? So there's a dinner mate of the mazik. That's how the kevega is akasha. Why did the Gemara have to say, okay, if there is mate of the nizik, but he's not paying mate of the nizik, then there's mate of the mazik. Well, Chayri could have said our cases. If there's no mate of the nizik, then there's no mate of the mazik. Right, that's Rabbi Kevega's Akash. Now, before we see Taisvis, I'd like to mention another cheshbon, what Rabbi Kevega said. And then we'll see Taisvis, there's a ha'oreh. And Rabbi Kevega from the Yellow Sashacha, from the Taisis we're going to learn. The Kevega says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, mate of the Nizik, let's again talk about the case, let's say that the Nizik has, mate of the Nizik is Karka C, the Ziburis of the Mazik is Karka C, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, you give Karka C, finished. According to Rabbi Kiva, you give Karka. That is the Machlokes. Zogt Rabbi Kevega, what will be the din? This Nizik gets a good lawyer, and tells him, no, it's Mazik this, he says. You know what? He's going to give you Karka C. Go now and buy a Karka. Buy a Karka, Idiots, and will come to pay. You have to pay idiots to Nizik. This is my idiots. Zot Rabbi Kevega, it's poshet lefi aniyas daiti, he says, you look pishas to Nizik, not pishas to tashlumin. You look pishas to Nizik. Fine. So the male pishas to Nizik, your idiots was C, that's it. What lady gonna buy? But then Rabbi Kevega declares, what's by idius the mazik? Idius the mazik, if the mazik, b'shasta tashlumim, he bought better karkois. Well, according to Rabbi Kiva, will have to give his meitav. According to Rabbi Kiva, or no, he'll give his meitav that was b'shasta hezik. And Rabbi Kevega says, I think, just like the Nizik, you look Bishas Tezik. By the Mazik, you'll also look Bishas Tezik. That he's not too sure. He thinks so. That, so Mamela, if Bishas Tezik, the Meitav of the Mazik was B, you give B. Later, he got, an AA Karke. But you look Bishas Tezik. That's what Rabbi Kevega said. Okay. Now, let us see Taisvis. Taisvis. Kegoin shahoiso idias de nizek kiziburis de mazik. So the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the idias de nizek, which is C, equivalent to the Ziburis, the Mazik, and he pays it. So Taisvis, so that's the din of Rabbi Shmuel. Ve'ipcha le'imotzi le'meima. So Taisvis says, let's talk about an opposite case. What's an opposite case? That the idiot, the mazik, is C, and the ziburis of the nizik is C. Idiot of the mazik is C. The ziburis of the nizik is C. So now, that'll be nafkamina. According to Rabbi Kiva, you pay C, it is the mazik. That's my best. I have C, D, and F. That's it. That's a C is my best. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you pay C. According to Rabbi Shmuel, this is my, it is the nizik. So you have to go and pay. You have to pay A. My, this is A. So what do? You go, you don't have A, so go buy. You don't have. That's no tariffs. Go buy A. You pay me A. So Taisva says, "V'ipcha le'motzi le'meima." You can't say the Gemara couldn't have said a fakeltetz here. That why that the idiot of the mazik is C, and that is the ziburis of the nizik. The kol alma moide the ein mishalem ela idiot sheyesh le. You're only mechuyev to pay what you have. Vein tzorech liknos. That means this chiyev tashlumim, according to anyone, say according to Rabbi Shmuel and say according to Rabbi Kiva, you're 100% right. There's a chiyev of tashlumei idiyas according to Rabbi Shmuel. Idiot the nizik. I'm a chuyif to give idiot the nizik, which is grade A. I don't have grade A. The best I have is grade C. Taisviz, there's no din whatsoever that you have to buy in order to satisfy the idiot the nizik. You don't have. Vein tzorech liknos, k'damrina l'kamon, ein lo yela ziburis. Mora says later, if a person was a balchoy, if he owed money for a balchoy, for ksubesishe, for the zikin, and all he has is ziburis, kulam goyim in a ziburis. So Mamela, so Taisva says, so the Gemara couldn't say fakel, that the nizik had A, the best of the nizik is A, the best of the mazik is C, because according to Rabbi Kiva gives C. There's no machlokes. According to Rabbi Kiva gives C, that's made of the mazik. According to Rabbi Shmuel, I'm not machuyev to buy different karkos. So that's why the Gemara couldn't have said this here. Now, I'd like to mention a beautiful horror from the Yelis HaShachar. We had mentioned 5 minutes ago a chakira of Rabbi Kivega. What is the din if the mazik will purchase better karka before the tashlum? Do you go bosa what he had by the shasa? You go bosa the better karka. Rabbi Kivega says he feels you don't owe what he has b'shasta tashlumin. You go what he had b'shasta hezik. Fine. This was his meitav. Great C was his meitav. That's what you'll get. Zok de chazaynish. But, he says, it matters. Let us talk about the case of Taisviz, that the nizik has great A. Great A is his idiot. The mazik has great C. Fine? Great C. So Taisva says that what, not mechuyev to go and buy. Fine? Not mechuyev to buy. The mice, he bought great A. He bought great A. Now we're coming to the din Torah, the pay up now. So they said, no, the idiot of the Nizik, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is grade A. So he starts stuttering. You have that grade A. You go pay up the grade A. He says, well, then I didn't have it. That is not a term. That means Be'emes and Yumachui have to pay grade A. Taisvus only says, this Chiyav does not obligate you to buy new karka, to pay. If ain't, I don't have, you're not Mechuyiv to buy. But if you bought, in Vishas Tashlumim, you have grade A, why aren't you Mechuyiv to give it to him? Because they tied it to Chazaynish. Chazaynish says, according to Rabbi Kevega is only saying as follows, that when we figure out which is called what category falls into idiots, what falls into zibul. So what is called idiots is the zman hashume is the zman nezik. Whatever was idiots by the nizik, that's idiots the nizik. Whatever was idiots by the mazik, that's idiots the mazik. But if the idiots of the nizik was grade A, no, the mazik b'shaita didn't have grade A to pay. So napshat is. So there's a chiyuv of idyus and nizik, but you have a chiyuv to purchase idyus and nizik. But if you have now idyus and nizik, v'shas tashlumim, so the chazanish is a beautiful svar. Pay it. Why shouldn't you pay it? This is idyus and nizik. Pay. You have grade A now. Pay with grade A. So tain it to chazanish. So frekta yelis hashacha, say bazoi, so now we have a problem. Taisviz, Taisvis wanted, why did Tais ask the Kasha? Why didn't the Gemara say Fakir? Gemara said, the Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva is, in such a case, that the idiot of the Nizik was C, the idiot of the Mazik is A, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, you pay C, according to Rabbi Kiva, you pay A. Right? That's what the Gemara said. So Tais says to Kasha, let's say Fakel. Let's talk about an opposite case. An opposite case. Now what? That the idiot of the Nizik was A, the idiot of the Mazik was C. That'll be an Afkamina. According to Rabbi Kiva, you give C. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you'll have to buy A. So they says, no, you don't have to buy A. Right? Like the yellow sashacha. What happened if he bought A? He bought A. The chazaynish says, if you buy A, you pay A. Fine. So lechayre is a meridike kasha. Taisa says, the Gemara couldn't say this case. The Gemara sure could have said this case. The Gemara should have said that this is the case. Why the Gemara pick on just one case? The Gemara could have said this case, that the Nizik had A, the Mazik had C, and then he bought grade A before the Tashlumim. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to pay grade A. According to Rabbi Kiva, you pay grade C. That's his kasha. And that's his muchach from Taisviz. Not like Rabbi Kivega. According to Rabbi Kiva, you also pay grade A. So there's no nafkamina. But if we will assume that Rabbi Kivega is right and the Chazaynish is right, we have a problem. So Lachayra, we have another case. This Kasha, beautiful Kasha, the Yelis HaShacha asked. Fine. Umil, Al Kaponim Taisvis is trying to find different cases that the Gemara could have said. Ibishaloilam Hemshah. Now there's a machloikis later in the Gemara. If you say b'shaloi heim shomim or b'shaloi lam heim shomim, according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, meitav karma yishalim, by the mishalim it has to be meitav. So there's a machloikis in the Gemara. What does that mean by the mishalim it has to be meitav? So one mandoma says, you need meitav the mazik. That has to be his meitav. Another man, the Amma says, Bishel Oilom Shaiminam. If by the world this is called Meitav, that's called Meitav. That's called, it's Meitav by the Mazik. If by the Oilam, this is called a Meitav de Kekarke, that's called Meitav the Mazik. So that means, so let's just, have a case. If we have, we'll have there's A, B, C. Now let's talk about a case. There's A, B, C. B is the Meitav Ha'olam. B is the Meitav Ha'olam. The Nizik had A, and the Mazik also had A. Mazik had A, B, C. And B is the Meitav Ha'olam. So according to Rabbi Kiva, if you hold Bishel Oilom Shaiminon, you give B. According to Rabbi Yishmoel, you have to give A. So Taisus says, so Taisus is starting to gribble. So the Gemara could have said, if I count the case, the Gemara could have said a case that Rabbi Yishmoel is more machma than Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, you could end up with B, which is Meitav the Alme, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to give A, which is Meitav the Nizik. That's what they say. Miu. Ibi Shaloylam Hain Shaman. Habimotzi Lameima, the Gemara could have said, Kigoin, the Ziburis, the Mazik, Ki Idius the Alme. That means his Ziburis is B. I can give B because that's made up the Alma. Rabbi Yishmoel, you have to give me Idis the Nizik. You have to give me Idis the Nizik. So Mamela, so I have a case that Rabbi Yishmoel is Machma. So Tosfos found the case. Then Tosfos says, Vafilu Lamanda Yoma Bishaloy ain't Shaman. Now Taisa says, I fully yahold b'shaloi hain shomin. I also have a case. Avimotza lemeimel. The lesle lemazik. Let's talk about the case again. That the nizik has grade A. And the mazik has grade B. And Taisus wanted to say, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, you owe grade A, and according to Rabbi Kiva, you can give grade B. But there was a problem with this. There was a problem. You're not mechuyev to buy in order to be mekayim mate of the nizik. So Taisus, but I'll tell you a case that he doesn't have to buy, and he still can't give grade B according to Rabbi Shmuel. He has to do something else. The Laman de Yomar, Oy kesef, oy meitav. Yishalim kesef, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva le Yishalim elo mi meitav shalai. There's a man the Yoma later that says, there are two I found them how to pay. Either you give cash, or if you're giving karka, you have to give meitav karka. Meitav sadei Yishalim. That means the later we'll see there's a posik that says, kesef yoshev lebolo. You pay kesef. And one pasuk says, you pay meitav. So the one man, the other says later, you have a choice. If you want to pay cash, you pay cash. If you want, you can pay meitav. Zuktaisvis, according to this man, the Yoma, if the mazik possesses, the best kalk of the mazik is B, and the best kalk of the nizik is A. So according to Rabbi Kiva, meitav the mazik, this is B, I give B. According to Rabbi Yishmoel, so you're telling me, listen, I don't have A. Fine. Number who you have to buy A. Fine. You have cash in the bank? Sure. You have to give cash. You have to give cash. According to Rabbi Yishmoel, you have to give cash. According to Rabbi Kiva, you don't have to give cash. I'm a kaimix was made up with B. So Memele, so that's what, so Taisus Lamais is ending up that the Gemara made the case that Lamaise, Rabbi Shmuel is the Meiko, and Rabbi Kiva is the Machmel. So Taisus says, in reality, we could have So Tosis made two cases that Rabbi Shmuel could be the Machmer, Rabbi Kiva could be the Maker.